Hello and welcome to this episode of the ESG Fitness Podcast, which is going to be all about not having time to exercise and the reframe that you need to help you with this. Now, I completely get it. We're all busy. And I have to admit that despite working in the fitness industry and this literally being my job, so it should technically be quite easy for me and I'm fully bought into all the benefits of exercise, I'm still actually quite bad at setting aside enough time to exercise. Or more to my point, actually, probably I am good enough at setting aside enough time, but maybe not maximizing the time I could spend, right? Or, wow, this is already slightly confusing. I have good news, okay? So listen into this if you struggle to find time to exercise. And I'm not about to just tell you that we all have the same 24 hours in a day and you just need to check your priorities, blah, 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 blah. That's not what this is about, right? When you think about exercise as just another thing that you quote unquote should do along your big to-do list of all the things that you have to do, it becomes a bit of a drain, right? It becomes a negative in your head. And this is just a better way to think about it that I think will change a lot of things for you and also make you realize that you do have time. You're probably just overestimating how much time you need to put in. So the right dose of exercise will actually give you time. And this is true both in a short-term and a long-term perspective. So in the short term, you will experience an increase in productivity and focus. So technically, it will save you time because something that might have taken you an hour to do might only take you 30 minutes to do because you've got more energy, you feel more engaged, you can focus more. By the way, that's why I exercise every morning. Like, I cannot focus as well without it. And even if I take away 30 minutes of the amount of time I have to work to exercise, I know I get more done in that time. So remember that, like, the amount of time you have to do something is also related to how long it's going to take you to do it, right? And if you can do it quicker and better, then it's worth kind of sharpening your axe before you get into it, as the analogy goes. And by the way, that analogy was, because other people that don't live inside my head, that you should sharpen an axe before you chop down a tree, as opposed to just getting started with a blunt axe, right? Take some time to sharpen your axe in the morning with some exercise, and then you'll be much more efficient at everything else that you do, including chopping down a tree, apparently. Then the long term, the benefit of the, or the way that exercise will give you time is literally adding years to your life. So the reason that most people think that they don't have time to exercise is because they think that you need to go to the gym for a full hour to get the benefit. And this could not be further from the truth. Even 10 minutes of exercise every other day will have this huge benefit to your health, your fitness, your mood, your productivity. And it doesn't have to be long to be effective. Improving your fitness, on another way to think about this, right? Improving your fitness will give you more energy because everything is easier when you're fitter. Genuinely. Like, if you're like, oh, I've had a really long day and I'm tired, part of that is like mental fatigue. Part of that is physical fatigue because you've walked to the tube and then had to carry your bag, or you've been in long meetings, or you've done. If you are fitter, everything is easier. Everything. And that's another way to think about it. Like, I really want people to reframe, like, instead of thinking, oh, exercise is such a drain on my time, it's another thing on my to-do list, think about the minimal effective dose and the benefits of it. And not just the long-term benefits, because that's really hard to do, right? You've got to delay gratification. Think about the immediate benefits. I will feel better. I will show up better. I will be more productive. I'll have more energy. Things will become easier because I'm fitter. Then you see it as something that, okay, well I can see the benefit of that. And it doesn't have to be this big, long workout. Like, genuinely, 10 minutes in the morning has such a big difference. And even every other day, that will make a huge difference, especially if the alternative is doing nothing. Which kind of reminds me of this pep talk, I don't know, this discussion I had with a client after a check-in. So I work with a lot, in fact, primarily perimenopausal women. So I'm sure a lot of people will resonate with this. And I'm not going to give away this whole check-in, but this individual was feeling, she said, I'm getting frustrated, I'm a bit fed up, all these hormonal fluctuations are driving me mad, and I know I shouldn't say this, but it's tempting to just give up because I feel like, what difference would it make anyway? And then she was like, I'm not sure if I need some tough love or whatever. And the only tough love part of this is there is one sure way that you will not get results, and that is to give up. Like, there's never really a logical reason to give up. Now, I know it's tempting. Absolutely. I'm not immune to that. But giving up because you're not where you want to be makes no sense, because then you definitely won't be where you want to be. The key is to reframe it into, okay, I need to stop telling myself that I have to do this, that it's a chore, that it's a drain, and start telling myself that I get to do this because I want to feel my best and that's how I want to show up for my life. And then also giving yourself like a bit of perspective, because in this case, this individual, like, actually things are going pretty well. She's just having a bit of a hormonal blip, and things always seem so much worse. And actually most of her check-ins have been incredible and she's made a huge improvement over the last couple of months. But anyone will know, especially if you're perimenopausal, but even if you just have PMS, that things can just seem awful and like your whole world is collapsing for a couple of days before your period. And then you're like, oh, actually, everything's really great and I have nothing to complain about. Now, obviously things are hard and not everything is always really great. But in this situation, like, to say that, you know, she feels like giving up, I'm like, you've made huge progress. And then when you come back to kind of like, what's the point? The point is health, it's fitness, it's feeling better, it's a longer life. It's the fact that your future self will be grateful when you've put in this effort. And when you kind of say like, oh, what difference is it making anyway? It's you versus the version of you who isn't trying, and you are lapping them. And I think that's such an important thing to remember when you think that you're not making progress. It's not you versus you at 20 when you used to be able to just look at a dumbbell and build muscle or look at a salad and lose weight. Like, it's you versus you now in this situation who's not trying. That's very different. That's the comparison you should be making. And then on a practical level, we then went away and set some realistic targets based on how you're feeling at the moment. This is why my WIP or weekly intention plan is so important, right? Because it should be based on your week, what that looks like. Because your 100% effort will look different every week. What you're capable of will look different every week, and that's okay. So we need to base it on how you're feeling now, what your hormones are doing, how your sleep's been, what your work commitments are, what your life stress is, and make a plan that is actionable for that week. And it will look different every single week. And it's important to adjust that so that you're not setting yourself up for failure. Okay, hopefully that was useful for everyone. If you are interested in coaching, head over to esgfitness.co.uk, fill in the application form and tell me a little bit about you. I will email you and see if we're a good fit.